Welcome to our contemplation on shadow. Find yourself a comfortable posture with pen and paper or your computer handy because we're going to be writing during this process. Inhale and feel that your sit bones, your hips and thighs get heavy and sink into the seat. Exhale and feel your upper body, your torso rising from this grounded base up to the crown of the head. Bring your attention to the base of the spine and feel that a cord of energy runs from the base of your spine through your seat into the floor and into the earth. And again, inhaling and exhaling, feel that you take the cord 5 feet, 15 feet, 20 feet, 30 feet down into the earth, and feel that from this cord, roots are spreading, so your body now is fully rooted in the earth. And you bring your attention to the breath, letting the breath flow easily and naturally, flowing in and out through the center of the heart. Feel as though there's an opening or a softening in the chest wall so that the breath can actually flow in horizontally. The inhalation caressing your inner heart space, the exhalation gently expanding it. We're going to do an active imagination. Feel as though now you find yourself on a path. It's a country path in a forest grove. You look down and you notice, is the path graveled? Is it grassy? Is it mossy? Is it perhaps paved? You find yourself walking along this path until you come to a gate. Again, look at the gate. Perhaps it's wooden. Perhaps it's an iron gate, a metal gate. Perhaps it's a door. The door opens, and you find yourself in the secret garden, the inner garden, the garden of contemplation. As you look around the garden, notice the flowers. Are they in beds, or are they growing like wildflowers? Notice the trees and flowering shrubs around the garden. And find yourself now drawn to one particular tree, a tree that looks especially nourishing and very ancient. It has a thick old trunk with rough bark. The boughs of the tree spread over the garden, and the leaves are fluttering slightly in a breeze. And as you look at this tree, you sense how old it is, how wise it is. You notice that beneath the tree is a bench. Perhaps it's made of stone, perhaps of wood. On it are cushions. And you seat yourself on the cushions with your back against the tree. You feel the support of this ancient tree. And you begin to recognize that this is the tree of wisdom, the tree of life. It is that ancient tree that world mythologies have written about, have pictured. It is the wisdom tree of your own unconscious, the tree that connects your personal imaginal world to the great collective world of wisdom and knowledge. You feel the support of the tree, its love, its presence at your back. and feeling that support and the deep truth that resides in the tree, you ask yourself the first question. What is my secret fear about myself? You ask the question, and then you let the answer arise. You let it arise immediately, quickly. You don't think too much about it. What is my secret fear about myself? And when the inner voice speaks or shows you what that is, for now, write it down. Take a deep breath in and exhale. Now the second question. What am I most afraid that someone will find out about me? Once again, ask the question and let what arises arise. And when you're ready, write it down. Take a deep breath in. Exhale. The third question. What am I most afraid of finding out about myself? And write down the answers that arose. Maybe one, maybe several. One more question. What as yet unexpressed or unlived golden quality do I sense in myself? What as yet unlived or not fully expressed golden quality do I sense about myself? Again, there may be more than one. Let the inner voice speak to you, and when you're ready, write it down. Now put aside your paper and pen or your computer and bring yourself once again into an upright meditative posture. Breathing in and letting the base of your body ground, exhaling and allowing the chest to lift and open, your shoulder blades to come onto the back. Your eyes are closed, the top eyelid resting softly on the lower eyelid. Your face is soft. Your body is upright and yet relaxed. Feel that behind you, the world tree, the supportive tree at your back, is dissolving into its essence. That essence is the great heart space of wisdom and love, which supports you subtly from behind. And as you inhale, allow yourself to breathe in through the center of the heart, in through the back of the heart, through the back of your body, and feel your body opening so that the breath takes you into contact with the great heart, the wisdom heart, the spacious, loving, vast heart that stretches out protectively and lovingly behind you as your deep self, your deep heart self. And with the exhalation, feel that the wisdom and love and presence of the great heart flow through your chest, through your inner heart, and out into the world. And now imagine that the qualities that you fear about yourself, the quality that you're afraid of finding out about yourself, is embodied as a shadowed version of yourself seated in front of you. And feel the nature of this shadowed you. Feel its presence. Feel its contraction, its selfishness, its anger, its weakness, or whatever shadow qualities you fear or fear to find out about that might be lurking in your unconscious. And as you sense this doppelganger self, this shadow double in front of you, with the inhalation, feel that you breathe in the qualities of this shadow self. Breathe them in through your heart and offer them into the great heart, the wisdom heart, the spaciousness at your back. And with the exhalation, feel that love, wisdom, spacious energy is flowing from the back heart, from the back, that being at your back, through your heart, into the shadow self in front of you. Continue to do this with each inhalation, breathing in the shadow qualities, sending them into the back heart, and then with the exhalation, allowing the back heart to flow its qualities of presence and wisdom into this shadow being before you. And now with the next inhalation, feel that you draw the whole figure, the whole presence of this shadow self in through the heart, in through your inner heart, into the back heart. And with the exhalation, the love, presence, wisdom, spaciousness of the great heart behind you flows through your body and out into the open space in front of you. And you feel, you accept that you have actually allowed some aspects of this shadow self, or perhaps the whole shadow self, to be assimilated, metabolized, drawn into the spacious great heart, and that this spaciousness is now infusing your body and the space around you with presence. Now imagine that this golden shadow self, that aspect of yourself which holds your unexpressed, unlived essence qualities, your golden shadow qualities, is seated before you. And notice the feeling space, the felt sense of this aspect of yourself as you allow it to be embodied in a double, a version of yourself seated before you. And as you inhale, feel that you take in the golden qualities of this aspect of this self, drawing in these golden qualities through your heart, offering them into the great heart, the wisdom heart that supports you at your back. And with the exhalation, you allow the spacious, wise, loving presence of the great heart to be infused as blessing through the breath, flowing into this golden shadow self seated before you. Continue to draw that being into your body through the heart, through the inhalation, to breathe out the wisdom and presence of the great heart space into that golden double who sits before you. And then with the next breath, allow yourself to fully inhale this golden shadow version of yourself, drawing him, drawing her in through the heart, allowing this being to dissolve fully into the great heart presence, and then feeling that the wisdom, blessing, love of the great heart flows out with the exhalation, filling your body, filling the space around you. And continue to breathe in, feeling that you draw the golden shadow self in through your heart and into the great heart. And then breathe out the blessings and presence of the great heart through your body and into the air around you. Recognize that in this meditation, you've metabolized, assimilated, drawn into your wider, deeper consciousness, the qualities that you've experienced as negative shadow and the qualities that you sensed as golden shadow. And that these qualities are now being integrated by the action of the great heart, the wisdom heart, which is your deeper being. And you can feel yourself now seated on the bench with your back against the wisdom tree, breathing in, breathing out. Feel that you rise from the bench, walk through the garden, open the gate, and make your way back along the garden path or the path through the forest. And once again, find yourself in the room you're sitting in, on the chair or the cushion. You inhale, feeling the weight of your body against your seat. You offer a silent thank you to your own unconscious, your own imagination, and to the essential presence that enfolds, contains, and blesses you. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and write down whatever it is that you'd like to record about this contemplation, this experience, whatever feelings, insights, images arose, what at this moment you conclude about it. And also recognize that this imaginative process actually does have a real effect on your inner consciousness, and that you may experience this effect in many, many ways. So be alert to insights, to recognitions, to feelings of release, to images or dreams that may come up. And recognize also that your contemplation of shadow material, both so-called dark side shadow and golden shadow, is in and of itself helping to give you insight and wisdom about who and what you are. Namaste, this is Sally. May you experience the transformative powers of metabolizing your shadow in all its forms.